We have a very small postbag this week. Thomas Eggett of Downham Market says that every garden needs a waterbutt. At present, with 11 waterbutts to draw from, we are watering our containers and garden, plus bird baths, every evening during the present dry period. They are also used to fill up our self-circulating fountain. We have never run out of water for our garden over the years in the summer months. Now they're an additional benefit, letting our neighbours use them when theirs are empty, as they use their water butts for their greenhouse in addition to their garden. Happy to help, as our total water butt storage capacity is approximately 1,800 litres of water free, courtesy of our gutters and downpipes. No Anglian Water Authority cost. Our first water butt is now empty, 10 to go. We're told to expect warmer climates annually now, so would it not be sensible to consider including a water butt and solar panels on all new residential property builds?
Energy project decision is confusing, says Angela Fisher, née Mays, of Sheringham. So the Cromer fishermen have lost their battle with the offshore energy giant. I do find it confusing that if a new road is to be built, there are lots of objections about the disturbance to the wildlife. So is it that our sea life does not matter? I know clean energy is important, but so is our sea life and the fishermen. It was also said the road would cause more pollution. As far as I can see, the Western Link would have stopped cars passing many houses, junctions and roundabouts, causing cars to stop and start. This results in more pollution and is not so good for the people living in the houses. Also, it would have created a much quicker route for ambulances to the NNUH, if needed.
We end our letters on a positive note from Michael and Tracy Russell of Upwell. We are writing to give our heartfelt thanks to Carstone House, a care home in Downham Market. Our mother, stroke mother-in-law, was a resident there for nearly 7 months and suffered from dementia. Their kindness and care exceeded all expectations. Everyone was amazing, from the receptionists to the cleaners, maintenance team and the carers. They are undervalued and often relatives expect too much, especially when they see their inheritance diminishing. We thank you for treating our loved one with respect and dignity in life and death.